Eliezer Weimer blends it like this. Eliezer Weimer, Shenitmo biyavatumo. If it became tummy from an avatumo, bein bifnim, whether the piece of meat now is inside the azara, bein bachutz, whether it's outside, is yisarif bachutz. You have to burn it always outside. Because if it's tummy with your eyes, so with avatumo, you're not allowed to keep it in the base of midish, so you have to burn it outside. Shenitmo bavlaratumo, let's say it only became tummy with a tumma kal of lav, like a rishon, or some of us say it's a tumma midrabonin, then you could burn it inside the base of midish. Then, bein bachutz, bein bifnim, yisarif bifnim. Whether the tumma happened outside or what happened inside, that's not such a chomadika tumma. You're allowed to bring it inside, and you can burn it inside in the base of deshin agodl. Rabbi Akiva Weimer, another sheet, Rabbi Akiva sheet there is, mokom tumosoi shom sreifosoi. Doesn't make a difference whether it's an avatumma, whether a vladatumma, it depends where it became tummy. If the meat was inside the azor, inside the base of meat dish, burn it right there. The mokim, where you find it, burn it right there. If you found the meat outside, then you have to burn it outside. That's Rabbi Akiva sheet. Tomorrow says like this, Ba'kapora Omar, Ba'kapora says, avatumma devar Torah. That when the Mishnah says avatum, it means devar Torah. It was matama midiraisa. It touched the sheretz, it touched something that's matama midiraisa. Vladatuma, that's what our Mishnah says, a loch of a vladatuma, that's midivrayim, that's only a tumma midirabonin. That's the way Ba'kapora learns from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon Nomar, bein zeh, whether it's an avatuma, and vladatuma, devar Torah. Both of them mean midiraisa. A vladatuma just means it's like a rishonatuma. It's an avatum means it's an av, the father, the av, the avatuma. And a vladatuma just means a rishonatuma. But they're both metame midiraisa. That's what Rabbi Yechonin learns. For the Gemara of Akasha, the Rabbi Yechonin, we have Akasha and Rabbi Yechonin. Al the Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai Shita. The Beis Shammai Yomer, what does Beis Shammai say in the Mishnah? That Akol Yisarif Bifnim. Anytime the meat became tamei, you have to bring it back in the base of midrash and burn it there. Chutz, one exception is, mishenitma v'yavatuma, pachutz. If the meat was outside the azara, and it became tamei with a vladatuma, with an avatuma, then we say you're not allowed to bring it inside. And since it's tamei midiraisa, and it's outside the base of midrash, you're not allowed to bring it inside. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it was tamei with a vladatuma, then you are allowed to bring it inside. Abzera Kashra is Ma ben avatuma bachutz, Ma ben vladatuma bachutz. Zev is zev loy devateru. It's according to Rabbi Yechonon. Isn't both of them also midiraisa? Like you're saying, vladatuma also means tuma midiraisa. So Abzera, even though it's only a vladatuma and it's outside, how are you allowed to bring it inside? Luchu, you can't bring tuma inside the base of midrash. Like what's Tran Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says if it's tuma with an avatuma, then you can't bring it in. But if it's only tuma with a vladatuma, then you could bring it in. Like what's the difference? If they're both midiraisa, it's a kasher. As according to Bar Kapor, it's very good. Vlada tum means only midirabonin. So if it's only a tumma midirabonin, then since you want to bring it in now, I'm asked to burn it, the rabbonin said, okay, you can bring it in. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, they're both an isidiraisa, what should be the difference? That's one kasher. Mor says, now, v'yafilwa de beitilu le'mikshayu. And even according to beitilu, isn't there also a kasher? It's a kasher according to beitilu also. The beitilu says like this. Hakel Yisarif Bachutz. They still says anytime the meat became tamei, you have to burn it outside. Take it outside the Beis Hamikdash right away as soon as possible. Chutz, only one exception. Ma shenitma bevlad hatumah bifnim. Only if the meat became tamei from a vlad hatumah and it's inside the Beis Hamikdash, then you're allowed to burn it there. That's what Beis Hillel says. But if it became tamei from an avatum inside, you have to take it out right away. Furthermore, again, ma ben vlad hatumah bifnim. Ma benavatuma bifnim. What's the difference? Zev is zev loy devateru. According to Rabbi Yechon, they're both osim midiraisa. So just like Beis Hillel says that if it became tummy inside with a navatuma, you have to take it out right away and burn it outside. You can't let tuma stay in the Beis Hamikdash. So what if it's tummy only with a vladatuma, but it's also midiraisa according to Rabbi Yechon? So you should also have to take it out right away. How come Beis Hillel says that if it's only tummy with a vladatuma, you're allowed to keep it inside? Tumara says, Lehevi bo Rabbonin. So some learn that the Rabbonin did not argue, did not talk about the Yechon and Shita. Like we're saying now, the Yechon and Shita is a kasha, so Rabbonin didn't bother with the Yechon and Shita. That's one shot here. His Goris here, the Korbanedo, Lehevi bo Rabbonin, Lehpilpach Achomim Bedivri Rabbi Yechonin. Le Rabbi Yechonin le Kasha. They said that Hitler wants Pshatas, no. Rabbi Yochanan didn't even go to bar the tents, so because it's posher the Teretz. The Yava Tumah Chamira. Avam Mivlara Tumah Kilubo. One Teretz is Enechnami, even though the both made the Raisa, but you could say the Yava Tumah, that's more Chomer. There were more Makvid. Mashaken of Latatum, it's not so Chomer, the Tum, even though it's made the Raisa, there were not so Makvid, there were Mekel. Inam another Pshat is, Nain Loipilpul Chomer de Rabbi Yochanan, the Vade Kasha. That's the other pshat, like we said. And according to Rabbi Yechon, it's a question what he said. And therefore, the Rabbanan did not go into what Rabbi Yechon said. But rather, they went into the Mephalful about Bakapora's pshat. Mer says, Elo al Dabar Kapora. The Rabbanan started to argue what's pshat in Bakapora. That Bakapora says that when our Mishnah says, Ava Tumah, that's a Tumah Midiraisa. Vlad that Tumah means only a Tumah Midirabonin. Like a mashkin, like liquid, it's only Mitam Midirabonin. It's Matama Kalim, or this Bosser. The Kasha, the Bakapora, the Beishamai. Now, even according to Bakapora, it's also a Kasha on Beishamai Shita. The Beishamai Yom, what does Beishamai say? Hakol Yisar Fifnim. Anything you're allowed to burn inside. Chutz, Mishenitma, Viyava, Tumma, Vachutz. Only if it became Tummy, with a Nava Tumma outside, then you're not allowed to bring it inside. So the question is, though, Ma Bein Ava Tumma, Bein Vachutz, Bein Bifnim. Zev is there, loy devateru. Like, it is anyway, stamakasha and Beishamai. Like, even according to you, Bakapar, Beishamai is also shver. Beishamai says, if the meat became tummy from an avatuma, it depends. If the meat is inside the azara, you're allowed to leave it there and burn it there. If the meat is outside the azara, you're not allowed to bring it inside. Why not? Because you're not allowed to bring tummy to commit meat inside the azara. So, Bezoi, even if the meat was tummy in the azara, you should also have to take it out right away. So Stam is a Kashan Beishamai. Why does Beishamai say, like, if the meat is inside, leave it there? Why? It's a Tumah Midiraisa. And the Gemara, that wouldn't be so shver. Begin I tell you the Rabbi Kiva Omar, Mokim Tumosoi, Shom Teisrei Fosoi. That we see at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva has a Shita like that. Rabbi Kiva's swear was, no matter what type of a Tumah the meat took, whether it was from an Ava Tumah or from a Vlada Tumah, wherever it became Tumah, that's where you burn it. If it became Tumah inside, burn it there. It became tummy outside, burn it there. So I'll tell you, Beishamai Gadol Lagam Kiva Svarim. True, when the Bosser touched an Ava Tum, it's tummy Midiraisa. But if it became tummy inside the Azara, you're allowed to leave it there. Since there's a mitzvah to burn it, so go and burn it right now on the Beis Hadesh Nagodol. If you find it outside, then you have to leave it outside, you can't bring it inside. But I call Barnum, it's not so shrill, you see a Kiva holds a Svar like that. So wherever you find it, that's where you have to burn it. Like Lukuru, there's a kash even according to Beis Hillel Shita. The Beis Hillel Loma, what does Beis Hillel say? Hakol Yisarf Achutz. Any type of meat that became Tomei, you have to take it outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the Yazor, and burn it outside. Chutz, only one exception. Mishenitma Bevlada Tumah Bifnim. Only if it became Tomei with a Vlada Tumah inside. That's only a Tumah Midrabonan according to Rabbi Kaparim. So since it's only Midrabonan, you're allowed to burn it inside the Yazor. So the question is, Ma bein vlada tumah, bein bifnim, bein bachutz. Zev is zeh loy midivrayimu. It's according to Bakaporum, a vlada tumah means it's only tumah midirabonin. Midiraisa, there's no tumah at all. There's only tumah midirabonin. So if there's a tumah midirabonin, so you're telling me what? That midirabonin, it could be makel. If it became tummy in the azara, you're allowed to burn it there. So if you could burn it inside the azara, so what do I care if it became tummy outside? Bring it inside also. Is why does Beis Hillel say only if it's tummy inside with a vlada tumah you could burn it there? Lekur, even if it became tummy outside, but since it's only a vlada tumah that's only midirabonin, you should be allowed to bring it inside. Why does Beis Hillel say a vlada tumah you can't bring inside? Have the Gemara begin to Rabbi Shimon Omar, Ma'achol yomashkoi shel mitzara mishtachon chustu sholosh machnis. Hey, so Rabbi Shimon Shita is that the food of the Mitzvah, we also have to throw out of the Gimel Machnas. You can't have it in the Beis Hamikdash. So you see, there's such a chumrah that you have to throw the things that are tamei outside the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the svara to say that according to Beis Hillel, that even though it's only tamei with a vlada tumah, if it's outside the Azara, let it stay outside. Don't bring it in. Only if it's tamei inside, can you leave it inside. But Enoch Nami, once it's tamei outside, you can't bring it in. Like he said, begin with Reb Shimon. Vishvil hod the Yom Reb Shimon. The Mishalchin afilu oichlen tmeyim lechutz. Since you see Reb Shimon is so machmir that even the food that's tamei you have to throw right out of the Beis Hamikdash, hilkach kol mash nitla bachutz and nevi nois lefnim. That's a svara. Even though it's only tamei midrabanan, but since it's outside the Beis Hamikdash, the svara is don't bring it inside. If you can leave it outside, leave it outside. Don't bring it inside. Right. Last Mishnah. Every hatomit. If you have the evorim, the pieces of meat for the korban hatomit. Hatomit shel shachar was the korban oilo that they used to chop or slice up the meat lemesachim, and then they bring it up to the on the mizbeach and burn it. So every hatomit nitonim mechatzi kevesh ulamata. They used to leave it and put it down on the bottom half of the kevesh. That's the plank going up to the mizbeach on the bottom half of it. For marav on the west side. So the Kohen Gadol says, "Mechatzei akevesh ulamato b'marav," means kahanim hazoichem epius, the kahanim that won the gerul. They're supposed to take care to bring the korban atomid, the every atomid laloisim, to bring it up to the mizbeach. His lohoyu malu moisim upon machas. They didn't stop carry the meat straight up to the mizbeach and burn it. Ela noistim moisoy ala kevesh. They used to leave it, put it down for a while on the plank going up to the mizbeach. V'olchem lishkas agozis. And then they would go to the Lishra Sagozis and say Kriya Shema. Then they would come back and there would be Makav there bring the Evorim. Agabia Mizbeach. But in between they would leave it on the plank going up. Now Hakeves, the plank going up to the Mizbeach, Oruch Lamed Bezama. It was 32 Amos long. On the bottom half of it, that's where they would leave the Evorim, these pieces. For Reichav Hakeves Tezrainama. It was 16 amis wide. Over chatzi shel tzad marav. Now on the west side of it, that's where they used to leave the pieces for the atomit. Let's say it was Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos that there was a korban musaf. The same thing when they were carrying up the worm that had to be burnt, they would put it down on the plank going up to go say krishim in between. So where did they leave it? The musafim nitonim. They would leave it. Also on the bottom portion, the bottom here, the bottom 16 amis of the kevesh going up, the mizrach on the east side. Okay, so the marav side was the tomid, and on the east side was the musafim. Sharosh v'chadoshim. What about the korban of Rosh Chodesh? Not on Shabbos, but the korban shel Rosh Chodesh. Nitonin al karkav amizbeach milamalan. Used to put it on the karkav. That's the top part of the mizbeach where the kohanim would walk around like the soiviv. Between Karen and Karen, there was an Amma there that the Kohanim used to walk around on top of the Mizbeach. So that's where they used to leave the pieces of meat for the Korban of Rosh Chodesh. We'll see in the Gemara why they left it up there. Ha'ashkolim, the Indian to give a Machsa Shekel, the Yabikurim, the Indian if you have from the Zion Minim of Paris in Eretz Yisrael, that the name Mitzvah to give Bikurim, bring up the first Paris that grows, bring it up to the Kohen, Enim Lohagin, Ela B'Vafnei Abayis. It's only the Gaya of Bezmand is the base of Middash. But Bezmand is no base of Middash like today. We don't have the mitzvah of Machsa Shekel anymore. And there's no more mitzvah to bring Bikurim. Because the Torah says it has to be Lefnei Abayis. And you don't have Abayis, there's no mitzvah. Avo Maise Dogen. O Maise Behema. O Bechoyrois. Noigen Bebe Fnei Abayis. Meshna Befnei Abayis. Mashenken Maise. Dikzenkov Truma Samaises from the parents of growing Eretz Yisrael. O Maise Behema. If you own 10 animals, to give the one to the 10th one from Maise Behema, Bechoris, the first animal that grows, the Indian of Bechoris, that's Noeg Befnei Abayis, Shloi Befnei Abayis. Bezman is there, there's also Kedusha of a Bechor, and Maise Behema, and there's also an Indian's give off Trumas and Maises. Ha Maktish Shkolim. If somebody Bezman is there, is Maktish, takes money and say, Harezu Lishkolim, or else will be Kurim, or else he takes Paris and says, this should be Bekurim, is Harezu Kurdish. And the Kama says, yes, it's Chal the Kedusha. Even though you're not supposed to do it, there's no mitzvah to do it. But if you do it, the Kedusha is Chal. We have Yishimeno Emeno, Hoime Bikurim Kodesh, Einem Kodesh. If somebody takes the fruits of the Zayim Aminim and says this should be Bikurim, it's not Chal Kedusha. Kedusha is not Chal. But Mashma by Shkolim, he doesn't argue. If somebody takes money and says Harezu Lishkolim, it would be Chal the Kedusha. Only on Bikurim does he argue. But tomorrow we'll explain why. But this. Ezel Karkov Hamizbeach. What's called the Karkov Hamizbeach that we say the pieces of the Korban Rosh Chodesh we put there? At the Amma, then Karen the Karen, on top of the Mizbeach, between one corner and the other corner, there's an Amma, Mokim Hiluch Ragli Kanim. That's the place where the Kanim used to walk there. So that's the Mokim Hiluch Ragli Kanim. That's the place of the Karkov. That's what used to use the Evorim of the Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Yes. Weiter. Musve Shabbos, Musve Rosh Chodesh, Mikoidim. Let's say Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos. So you have two different Musafim to bring. There's a Musaf for Shabbos and a Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. Which one comes first? If you have both of them in front of you, which one should you shecht and be makriv and burn it first? Is Rabbi Yirmiyah Sovar, Neima Musve Shabbos, or Musve Rosh Chodesh, Musve Rosh Chodesh Koidim. He thought to say that when you have both in front of you, do the korban shall Rosh Chodesh first. Why? And Chayla the Rabbi Yirmiyah, what's Rabbi Yirmiyah's raya? Where's his koyach? Where's his strength? Where's his raya? Min hador. From this din that we learn shiru shal Shabbos, v'shiru shal Rosh Chodesh. When you have the two shias in front of you to say in the shiru shal yom or Shabbos, or the shiru shal Rosh Chodesh, when Levim used to say the shiru is shiru shal Rosh Chodesh koydim. The shiru the Levim said for Rosh Chodesh, that would come first. So he thought to say the same way the shiur that Levim said on Rosh Chodesh came before the shiur of Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh came out on Shabbos, the same din is the korban, that the korban musaf of Rosh Chodesh should come before the korban musaf of Shabbos. That's what he wanted to say. The Omer of Yosef, Yosef said no. Shniyahi, there's a big difference between the two. Tamon, over there, the Omer of Chiyo. B'shem Rabbi Yechanon, k'dei lefas moi ulardi ashu Rosh Chodesh. The reason why the Levim used to sing first the Shia Shal Rosh Chodesh was pushed to tell the people, to notify the people that today is Rosh Chodesh. Not everybody knew today was Rosh Chodesh. So when Levim used to sing, everybody would hear the Levim sing, so it was an inyan to sing the Shia Shal Rosh Chodesh first, that people should know today is Rosh Chodesh. And then you sing the Shia Shal Shabbos, as everybody knows today is Shabbos. But Rosh Chodesh, not everybody knows. Like he says, Mashenk in the Svar of the Korban, that's not brought outside, that only the Kohanim themselves bring. So there's no inyan to be mefarsim to show the people that today is Rosh Chodesh. So avada, the svar for the korban is that tod the koidim, that avada you bring the korban, shall Shabbos first. Now ketzud o yoyse, what are you supposed to do? Avada shoychet musve Shabbos. First thing to do is take care of the korban of Shabbos avada. The oimer aleim shiru shir Rosh Chodesh. And then say the shir shir Rosh Chodesh. Kedei to let everybody know today is Rosh Chodesh. But avada, the korban itself, Shabbos comes first. Here, when you have these two Musafim in front of you, Musaf of Shabbos and Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Bram Hochom, Musve Shabbos and Musve Rosh Chodesh, Avade Musve Shabbos Kodman. Avade the Svara to bring the Musa Shal Shabbos first. Al Shem Woi, Val Kolatodi Michaveru Kodim Eschaveru. Whichever thing is Todir is first before it's Chaver, that comes first. Tzatzaklau Kolatodir comes first. So since Shabbos comes more often than Rosh Chodesh, Havadah, the Korban Shal Shabbos comes first before the Korban of Rosh Chodesh. Right, and the Mishnah says, Shkolim will be Kurim. So Agav, this is also the reason why the Evorim of the Korban Shal Rosh Chodesh used to put all the way on top of the Karkov. Today that the people should see it. That people should know today is Rosh Chodesh. The answer to Rosh Chodesh is to try and do things that as much as possible people should be able to see it. So that's what used to put the pieces of the Evorim of the Musaf Shal Rosh Chodesh on top of the Karak, on top of the Mizbeach. Right, the Shkolim Ubikurim. The Mishnah says, what, they're both only Negeya, Bizman Beis Hamikdash, not Bizman Azeh. The Mishnah says, Hashkolim Kitchu. But the Mishnah says, what, let's say Bizman Azeh, somebody would take money and say, Erezu Shkolim, it's Chal. That's what our Mishnah says. It's even according to Reb Shimon only argues on Bikurim, that says that Bikurim is not Kodesh. But Mashmash Kolim is Chal. Yet Mora says another Amorist, another Tansman like that. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda learns in the name of Rabbi Shimon that Bein Elu, like Titchu. Both are not Kodesh. His Rabbi Shimon holds, if somebody today takes money and says, Harezu l'machsa shekel, it's not Chal either. The same way he says, by Bikurim it's not Chal. Hu adin machsa shekel is also not Chal. The Kedusha is not Chal. Tanani we learned, Ger Bizman Hazeh. If somebody is a Mizgayer when it comes to Jew today, Sorach Lohavi Kinoi Reviya Kesef. He has to bring the money worth of a kan, a Reviya Kesef, a quarter of a Kesef. That's how much money it cost you to buy this king of these Karbonis. And what's the reason? Kormnada says that Hager Bizman Hazeh, Afagad Lekim Midish, even today there's no base in Midish, you can't bring the carbon itself, still Sorach Shayafresh Roy Vadinur. You have to set aside money. Lekinoi, to buy a korban. Lekashayivna beisamigdish, that the mitzvah Shem will be the bayis shlishi, is Yovikan, he has to bring a korban, he has to bring the birds. Tiger tzara korban, that's the locha. a ger that's misgayer meikar a din, he has to bring a carbon. Obapachas miroi vole moslafish. Less than a quarter of a dinner, it's not worth anything. You can't buy a carbon with that. The ein motzi kind of pachas miroi vole. You can't buy birds less than a roiva, a quarter of it. Vameikar a din, a ger has to have a carbon. So b'zman is that there's no carbon. He has to set aside the money that a mitzvah shem, when the mason mitzvah will be here, will bring his carbon. Omer Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Shimon says, bitla. No, you don't have to do that takonim anymore. You don't have to set aside money for you to bring the carbon later on. And he says, why the carbon later? V'al shem yehana mimenu. There's a takonim, we're afraid that if you're going to set aside this money, we're afraid maybe the money eventually you'll be nena from, and you'll be nena from a hegdish. So that's awesome. So therefore, better don't set aside any money right now. That's what Rebbe Shimon says. Rebbe Yechon ben Zakkai, b'fnei atakola, he explains it. Why did Rebbe Shimon say not to make the money hegdish? Because there'll be a takola. If you're going to keep the money around your house, or for tomorrow, ma'al mifnei atakola, what does it mean mifnei atakola? What's going to be wrong? What kind of michshol? What type of mishappening? Something will come out of it. So that means to say that we're afraid you'll have some enjoyment from that money. And since the money you will makdish, it has kedusha on it, it's also to have anor from it. So therefore, we don't want you to keep money that's hegdish around you. Where it says, yodah detoni, like we learned. Ein mekadishin, you're not allowed to make anything hegdish bismanazir. V'loi marichin, don't make anything erichin, don't shots up how much it's worth, also a kedushas domin. V'loi machrimin, also don't make it kodesh to beta gabayis, or lukahanim. V'loi, so gross says you're not gross, next part of the Gemara. We have loi magvim, trumas amaisers bismanazir. That's the girsa, the gross says you're not gross. Because of other, we do take off trumas amaisers bismanazir. Like our Mishnah says, that's not even bisman shen based on mikdash kayim. Like opponent, that's the girsa here. V'yim hegdish. Let's say somebody did make something hegdish today. You took your chair and you said a raise of hegdish. Oy herach, you took some money and said, this is how much I'm worth. I want to make it hegdish. Oy hechim, you took something to make it to charamim. Oy hegbiya.
And the Gruah says you should not be gerus this. Just rather, haksos tisorif. If you made something hegdish like a chair, you have to burn it. Ha behema tiyokir. If it's an animal, you have to like let it die. Kate said, how do you let it die? Neil befaneh hadelas, close the door on it. The mason malen, it dies by itself. The ham mois, and the money, if you makdish the money, yachul yam hamelech. You have to throw it away, li yam hamelech.
Money, you have to throw away to yam hamelech. In other words, we're afraid you're going to have anor from it, so you have to get rid of the money right away. Throw it away, throw it to the yam hamelech. Here also, that's the reason why bisman is there, ger, that's mizgayer. Even though really you have to bring a korban, but today we don't have the base of mikdash, so it's not kedai to set aside money, because we're afraid if you have the money that's hegdish, in Yerushus, if they have to call them, maybe you come to have a nor from that money. Ova v'hikdish, min ma, what's the...
Let's say somebody with the Eved did go and make it hegdish. Hey, sma, what's the loch? Is it chal de kedusha not? So some of our shalom is going now about a ger. A ger b'zman is there, even though we said he's not supposed to set aside the money. What's going to be though if he does set aside the money and says harezu hegdish? Is a chal or not? So more brings a raya. The Yom Reb Shimon bitlo. Reb Shimon said we mevatel that b'zman is there, a ger should not set aside the money. And Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai mefnei hatakola. He explained it. Why should you not set aside the money? Mefnei hatakola, because if you do, we're afraid it would be chal hegdish on it, and it's also to have anor from it. But our component may see that if you do or make it hegdish, it is chal the hegdish. And therefore, that's a takola, you may have hanor from it. So you see, with the ever, the hegdish is chal. So Gemara says, hoda omro, ova vehigdish, teacher. Here it's a right that if you, with the ever, you made it hegdish, the hegdish is chal. Yes, now the Gemara says, Rebbe Yudo Ansudrayu, is boyu kumi Rebbe Yosi. He asked the question like a shayla in front of Rebbe Yosi. Hocha at amrit, hocha at omr. We just got finished saying now that kitchu, that if the ger is makdish the money for his korban, even